Winning formula time on Vikings game plan. The Vikings and 49ers in the first home preseason game for the Minnesota Vikings. This is Vikings game plan. The San Francisco 49ers, Montana, Rice, Young, Hoyer, Armstead. Let's focus on Vikings football into this third preseason game. WobbyVikings.com. Main man Ron Johnson from Fox 9 and Vikings Game Day Live. We start with Wobby. Will Mike Zimmer unveil the regular season starting five offensive line in this game?
Well, I think he might try to, but given what we've gone through as an offensive line the last two seasons and all the different combinations they've messed with in this preseason, I'm not so sure we will. Where's Nick Easton going to play? He's played well enough to play in games in the regular season, and I'm not sure he'll be in the starting lineup in this game, so I'm not ready to say that this is going to be the starting five.
Alex Boone missed the Seattle game. He'll play against the Niners. Riley Reiff hasn't played yet. He will play against the 49ers. What do you think?
Yes, I think he will. This is the group that's going to go 2.5 quarters probably if they're doing well. So I think at this point you have to put those guys out there and kind of pick your horse.
After seeing that near miss with Odell Beckham Jr., honestly, I'm hoping they don't play 2.5 quarters, but we'll find out. Next question, winning formula into the Niners game. Which Viking has made the most of the preseason?
Cincinnati grad Eric Wilson.
Yeah.
Undrafted.
Nice call.
He's come out of nowhere. 9 tackles. He had a great Buffalo game. 7 tackles. Kind of fell off with 2 tackles against Seattle.
Yeah.
So this game, he has to step it up and make some big plays, but he's made some splash plays, and Prefer loves him on special teams.
Love stories like that. 50, Eric Wilson has done terrific on special teams. Great point.
Jaleel Johnson.
Oh, that's the
defensive
winner.
Tackle had a great training camp and
put an
turned
L on
it on yeah. in these preseason games. I think he's been behind the line of scrimmage making a play or to every single game,
yeah.
penetrating. They've even moved him yeah. from nose tackle to playing some 3 technique. I think they love him, and I think he's putting the pressure on some veterans in that position group.
Yeah, I like him, but he went to Iowa, so I'm struggling Ooh, to give yeah. him credit.
I love that. And in following the Jaleel Johnson story, he gets drafted. Then we have rookie camp, OTAs, and mini camp. Didn't hear much about Jaleel Johnson. Nothing bad, but nothing great. Then they put the pads on at training camp, and holy cow, he was a different guy.
There's something to be said, and Ron, you'll speak to this. Guys that look great in practice, that's fine, but if you don't do it in a game, what good are you? Jaleel Johnson is doing it in games.
Wobby, the most intriguing position battle yet to be decided.
Ooh. I think it's kickoff returner. I mean, yeah. this is a position that we see at the start of every single game. All eyes are on this, and we don't know yet who it's going to be, and the regular season is going to start in 2 weeks.
Right.
I'm excited to see Jerick McKinnon give it a try, so I hope the Niners kick to him so we can see what he's got.
I like that. Splash plays, a kick return, but kickers are now kicking the ball way out of the end zone. There's way less returns. There's no more wedge.
Great.
I'm going to have to go with the 3 in the middle that we talked about that we're going to see start. Nick Easton, Elfline, and Berger. So I want to see of those 3, who solidifies the guard and who solidifies the tackle.
Yeah, it's really fun to watch offensive line play. I can't wait to watch that preseason.
It's not
I want to see kickoff
it's
returns.
It's not sexy, but it has to happen because that's all we see on the message boards on Vikings.com is who's the offensive line? And people love terrorizing the offensive line. And so that's what we're dealing with right now with this team is everybody. I mean, it wasn't sexy until it became a Minnesota thing of we don't have a bunch of guys that are going to play 16
straight games.
Do
you find yourself frequenting message boards?
I do. I like to go in there and check out Twitter and you know, see who's
very interesting.
DMing PA.
Yeah, it's PA.
What Wobby's going back and forth about with the Rubes.
All right, well, let me slide into the game plan DMs with this one. Where are the Minnesota Vikings deepest?
Defensive line.
Yeah.
I mean, you look at Everson, Daniil, those guys. I mean, all their backups. It's a lot of guys. And we heard George Edwards say he's going to do a lot of different packages. The guys are going to come in and out.
Yeah.
I mean, I think we're going to see some nice, big, hefty sacks.
You love to argue, but you can't argue with that, can you?
I could make a compelling argument for 0 other positions.
Right.
It's the defensive line.
Yeah, I agree.
Wilson shotgun, 5-step drop. Oh, Daniil Hunter has him. Daniil Hunter sacks Russell Wilson.
There's going to be a player or 2 that will not make this roster, and they're going to be on another roster on opening day.
And finally, winning formula into the Niners game. Are most of the 53-man roster spots, the active roster into the New Orleans game, set as we head into this Niners game?
If you turn it to him, I was going to turn it back.
Yes, 48 of those spots are done. I think 48 are in there. 48 of the 53 are in there.
Okay.
Now it's going to find those fringe guys that Prefer is going to get to pick and choose his guys that he wants to be the core of his special teams and find a guy like an Adam Thielen who now has grown to become one of the top receivers in the NFL.
You might be right, Ron, but I want to go into Spielman's office and look at the depth chart because does he have two quarterbacks or three? Who's the kickoff returner?
Yeah. Zim likes three.
Two punters. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Two kickers. Who's going to be the backup three technique? Who's going to be, you know, the fourth safety? I think there are lots of positions that are still open. And I know that the body of work is basically set. If you go all the way back to when the offseason program started in April, we're like 95% of the way there. But this third preseason game, everyone thinks it matters so much they call it to dress rehearsal.
Yep.
I think there's more than four or five spots still open.
The true winning formula, having these guys talk Minnesota Vikings football. WobbyVikings.com, Ron Johnson, Fox 9, I'm Paul Allen. For all of us here at the Vikings Entertainment Network, thanks for watching Vikings Game Plan.